Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by California College of the Arts, offering extension courses focused on design, fine arts, and digital technology. Campuses in Rock Ridge, Oakland, and Potrero Hill in San Francisco. cca.edu/extension.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. The state brought in more tax revenue than officials expected it would this year, but Governor Jerry Brown's new budget takes a fiscally conservative tack. As expected, the bulk of the money is going to schools, including another $500 million to the state's universities. Brown is not adding money for social welfare programs or the courts, but he did outline a plan for how to expand health care coverage, with the state, not the counties, taking the lead. Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow has the first of two reports on the new budget plan.
Brown likes to see himself as the lone man, staring down the wild crowds who want to just keep spending.
Everybody wants to see more spending. That's what this place is. It's a big spending machine. You need something? Come here and see if you can get it. Well, but I'm the backstop at the end, and I'm going to keep this budget balanced as long as I'm around here.
Brown's revised budget hikes spending for education, but not much else. His projections are so conservative that the Assembly's top Republican, Connie Conway, can't find much to disagree with. She says the governor's latest budget is, quote, great.
Governor Brown appears to be the most conservative Democrat in Sacramento these days, and I'm good with that.
The state has brought in $4.5 billion more than expected this year, but the Brown administration figures a lot of that money was payments meant to avoid the federal tax hike that went into effect in January. That could mean future tax revenues will be lower. So the extra money really comes out to a bit less than $3 billion. The governor says there's not much room to increase funding for other programs like social services or the court system.
We have climbed out of a hole with a Proposition 30 tax. That's good. But this is not the time to break out the champagne.
Brown is worried the federal sequester, elimination of payroll tax breaks, and ongoing uncertainty in Europe could hurt the economic recovery. So his updated budget cuts growth projections in half. On education, Brown's plan to direct extra money to poor school districts has come under fire from Democrats in the legislature, particularly Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg. Brown is conceding a little bit of ground in his new plan. The so-called concentration grant, which pushes money to districts where more than half of students are either poor or learning English, is smaller than before, but Brown still wants those districts to get that extra money.
If you spray it over the whole 6 million kids, they'll hardly notice it. If you concentrate it, as my formula does, you can make some dramatic improvements in areas that really we've neglected.
Wealthier districts have complained that leaves them treading water. More than 90 districts would not get the extra money under the governor's plan. But Brown says they don't need it.
By the way, if you ask somebody in Beverly Hills or Palo Alto or Piedmont, would you like to move to Compton? Do you like to move to Watts? And if they say, yeah, let's do it because I want to get the extra money, then I'll believe it. But I don't think so.
The money for poor districts is a small chunk of the budget. Brown's office says just 4 cents of every dollar spent on basic education. But it's still the big difference between the governor and lawmakers. Assembly Speaker John Perez says Brown's latest document is the first step of a long and at times very technical budget negotiation that will play out over the next 5 weeks.
Until we review every page of these 72 pages, until our budget committee and our budget subcommittee go and look at every single line of what's in there, we can't give you an accurate assessment of how far apart we are. In broad terms, we're in the same place, but the details matter and we're going to do the detailed work.
And on issues like funding for courts and social welfare programs, both Perez and Senate President Daryl Steinberg say they'll be pushing to spend more than what Brown is suggesting. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.
About those social welfare programs, it's not just that Brown's budget adds no money. There are also cuts, and that's meeting with protest from the affected targets, as the California Report's health reporter Mina Kim explains.
Restoration!
When do we want them?
Now!
Restorations Now was the rallying cry in front of state offices in Oakland, one of five statewide rallies yesterday, calling for a rollback of cuts to adult dental care, children's nutrition programs, and other social services. Jamila Edwards-Harris is with Children's Defense Fund.
I think the most important number to remember is that one in four children in California are in poverty now, one in four, and that number has only risen since budget cuts over the last 5 years.
Also not happy with the budget are California counties and county hospitals. That's because Governor Brown's budget revision projects counties will need $300 million less from the state to pay for public health programs and care for the uninsured. Brown's rationale? With the full implementation of federal health reform next year, more people will enroll in Medi-Cal, the state's health program for the poor, and fewer people will show up in county emergency rooms. But Farah McDade-Ting with the California State Association of Counties says that makes no sense. There will be plenty of people who will still rely on county services in 2014, people who qualify for Medi-Cal but don't sign up, for example.
People who have a hard time signing up or staying on programs, the undocumented in our communities, and those who are in between private health plans. We need to retain enough funds to serve those people.
Researchers at UC Berkeley and UCLA project 3 to 4 million Californians will remain uninsured even after federal health reform is fully implemented. Brown and state health officials say they're developing a, quote, mechanism to determine county savings based on real data. The proposal to redirect county money came as Brown answered a key question about how the state would handle expanding Medi-Cal to more than 1 million Californians. Yesterday, Brown said the state will take the lead, scrapping earlier plans to consider a more complicated county-based system. For the California Report, I'm Nina Kim.
California's rollout of health care reform is already underway, but many people are unclear about the details or completely confused. Along those lines, the state's health insurance exchange, Covered California, has announced $37 million in grants to help universities, nonprofits, health foundations, and unions spread the word. As the head of Covered California said yesterday, the exchange, quote, can't deliver this message from behind the desks in Sacramento. We've got more about this online. Look for the link to State of Health at our website, californiareport.org. And finally, Governor Brown's new budget includes a significant tweak to realignment, allowing the state and counties to swap inmates back and forth. A number of sheriffs and prosecutors have complained county jails aren't designed to handle about 1,100 inmates serving sentences as long as 40 years or more. Under Brown's plan, jails could unload those inmates back on the state in exchange for an equal number of prison inmates nearing release. That's the California Report for Wednesday, May 15th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Fallis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. The California Teachers Association, celebrating 150 years of advocating for all students, educators, and California's public schools and colleges. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as email archiving for compliance and litigation readiness. Barracuda.com.